Welcome, welcome, welcome to PRQ Homesteading. I'm so excited. Please, everybody, just know that this is a great, great passion of mine, and I'm sure it's yours too. We all deserve a place on this planet. We all deserve a place on this planet, and that's that. And we've had enough. So let's get some work done today. Please call in to BBS Radio if you are on property in which you're going in foreclosure, or are, let's say, embarrassed on your property. If you lease, you have a mortgage, you're struggling, anything around it, please be brave, because we're all going to learn from you as we record these shows. Everyone's going to learn how to get their land back in freedom, no taxes, your own water, et cetera, et cetera. All over the world, please, if you are in foreclosure or you're being stressed, embarrassed on your land, I want to know about it right now. Now, the only caveat is I need you to submit in a project form, as we've talked about in the past, a subscription, a prescription to BBS Radio, so that they can be our clerical helper, so we can align and organize, catalog all of the opportunities. So lessons learned are for the next generations and next generations and so forth. So as we create this catalog system, we're going to see different colors of homesteading around the world, what works, what doesn't work, and so forth. And I'll start today with my experiences and do some models that I've seen work very, very well. And this is all to get you free. Everything we're doing today is to get you free. And if I can get everybody their own land without taxes and their own water, that's going to give you a lot of space to start finding yourself, knowing yourself, knowing your relationships, and really being one in love with your land again and you. You'll really appreciate it. It's very valuable if you don't have stress on your life to just be able to breathe and just, this is where I live and I don't have to worry about anything. I grow my vegetables. I have my own water. And by the way, if you come on my land, I just want you to leave and you have to. So that's just really important for me, and I've done it and tested it and tested it. And so is the PRQ team, and they're standing by and they're listening right now, and they can't wait to support you and assist you. Please call into BBS Radio. Please keep working for the people.space. This is how we're getting information out to you that maybe is hard to find. So much to talk about. I will do my best to stay focused on homesteading and land patenting here today. Only call in if you're in foreclosure, great stress on your land. If you do have a passion for homesteading, your property that you, and you're doing fine, you can call in too. We're just starting here, so we have all the packages ready to mail you right now. We're going to do physical mail. We're not going to do emails. As you know, I like to see physical processes so that it has more intention, has more love, and you'll get a piece of paper from me. And that's a bit of comedy there, actually. But so we're going to physically send you the resources. And we do have a list of paralegals. Can't get enough of them. So all the paralegals that are listening, please submit your passion that you want to help people with land patents. I'll show you how this started for me. So one of the conversations we would have with special forces is, how, if we were going to free humanity, how would we do it? And if you've been here, mind you, no one's going to believe anything you say anyway, so you might as well just throw it all in. So if you've been here thousands and thousands and thousands of years and you've seen the tyranny of the Babylonian system, the Egyptian systems, the Atlantean systems, on and on, then I should be an expert at what we experienced 12,000 years ago 10,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago, 6,000, et cetera, et cetera. And you're actually going to see that they're identical when it comes to monetary systems. So measuring the value of a thing is what money is attempting to do. So you're trying to measure that 1 ounce of gold equals XYZ. 1 ounce of silver, a piece of wood, a brick. It just never, this is very unusual for you. You're not from here. None of you are used to money. You covet it now because everyone else is using money. But money is absolutely bizarre to you, I guarantee you. And so the timing and sequence of events of money is a control system. And that's why the next show after this one is called Timelines, is you're going to see how if you have to get something before you manifest something or create something, then it's obviously a trick. So I will never stop fighting to destroy a banking system that says you have less equality or more inequality. It's a great story. If you could see 12,000 years, as an example, how the banks actually are judging you. This is your judge system, your FICO score, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a big deal with homesteading. Because once you can just survive without anybody outside your circle, if you look at the Amish and the Quakers, et cetera, they don't need anybody to help them. Nomads, they don't need anybody to help them. That's why we went through the Industrial Revolution and our Native Americans got displaced. And now they survive on casinos. Money. It's the greatest trick ever. Hudson Bay Company, thanks a lot for that one. I got your number. Okay, here's how land patents and homesteading worked for me, and here's my experiences, and here's why I have passion about this. When you have voices in your head your whole life, you absolutely believe that that's you thinking. And because I had so many implants in my head through the special programs and they made us, you know, secret soldiers and hyperspace travel. They did tons of stuff for this. And it's not to say the light can be taken over and we're giving our power away. What I'm really saying is if we don't get in the mix, we can't actually see everything that's going on. So it was a privilege and an honor to work with people right now that save my ass every day. And I'll never meet them. There's people who've lost their life on behalf of me. The Mermaid, PRQ team, many of the people on the PRQ team, that we're never going to meet these people, and they lost their lives. And that's why I have so much passion about doing these shows, is there's a tremendous amount of light coming into this planet now, and all of you are receiving it, and you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I guarantee you. In 1,000 years, we have never had 5 light beings sitting at the same table, and we did that this week. It's very unusual. We've made it. We're really rolling now. And just trust how powerful you're getting now. You're seeing a lot more through your heart instead of your mind. When they capture me, they put all these implants in me so that they can use our horsepower, in my case, a light being, that can do hyperspace travel, secret soldier, all these other things. And so I realized that the voices in my head were not mine. And that's why I presume to be of value to you. So now I get all my memories back outside of this universe, the multiverse in general, and the life I lived in this body and all the other bodies I lived in. One tool I sought after was finding, so I know the other light beings are here. I have to find them. Outside of here, it's a cakewalk. I can see everything. You're so powerful. It's just a cakewalk out of here. It's just brilliant. inside here, you're pretty much in your soul cage and now growing out of it. That's the short version. In my journey of finding my team, I have to recognize that I'm being screwed with in my head. So I know I have, and I was able to eject several implants on my own. I've told you one came out of my tailbone, one came out of my nose, one was organic, one was a microchip. And then the soul overlay one came off the top of my head. And of course, I credit Max Steele, Special Forces, for removing that one with Harmonic. The Arcturian box is how he used it. So we used harmonics to kill that one. And the reason that's important to me is because on my journey, I started looking for all the super psychics on the planet. Just any guru I could find, I knew that was my starting point, because they're going to, because I'm just going to network. I'm just going to be in business development for myself. Like, so where's the story? Who knows what's going on? Because I know the transmissions coming to my head are not me. Okay, now that was a great study, because then I could track it and trace it, and I could see that it was the CIA. I could see the, so I don't like using the three-letter names that much, because you actually can't trust how diverse the CIA is around the globe. So that name is even a cover for them, because they put themselves in all these silos that look like normal business and so forth, maybe even banks. That's right. So my vendetta against the banks started probably in 2012. I'm going to start this thing over again. And I realized how the loan systems worked, mortgage systems work, and how they were destroying the mortgage industry in North America, around the world, of course. North America is the easiest one to dissolve, is why I'm starting in North America. The banks have controlled your laws and regs and rules for entitlement, title, and so forth, as you've heard me say. So they've now created laws to manufacture and construct contractual language for ownership of land so that it can be taxed. Well, once I started, and then so about 2012, I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to take down these banks, and realized that there's smarter might be faster. And that's when I started looking for help relieving myself of these implants. I also knew that my team's out here somewhere too. We're kind of like paratroopers. We all landed somewhere around the planet, and we got to find each other. And now we have. And you keep coming to me too. Thank you. So one of the places I went, and I found many of my partners and peers, Lucy Nicole Evans is a great example. One of the groups I ended up with was the Assetti Ranch. And I met James Gillian, and I volunteered 3 days to clean up there. And just wanted to see what's going on. But I really wanted to get as many psychics around me, or what you're calling psychics or clairvoyants, to read me, because I got an itch in my head and I can't figure out how to get rid of it. And one of the gentlemen that was there, he read me and goes, "You're CIA." And I'm like, "Okay, explain that to me," because I'm looking for help. And it proved to me that I had one more implant to go, even though I had all of my light in me and I had all my consciousness. I can see back and forth from the vessels I'm coming from and so forth. That was easy. But who the hell is talking to my brain, telling me what to do and puppeteering me? And it was just a great resource. Don't know where the Assetti Ranch is these days. I don't know anybody up there other than, you know, obviously I made a relationship with James Gillian. But that was a lot of help to me to get a mirror in front of me. But what I really learned is a story that James told me. And I got the privilege and honor of sitting down with Winston Strout, and he taught me about, remember, everything here is bizarre to us. This is a very bizarre world for us, for light beings. We don't understand any of these rules and regs. This is, we've always been very, very free, very inspirationally free. Anyway, when I got to sit with Winston Trout for a good day or so, and James, he told me a story. He said, one day, I might fumble this a little bit. One day, I was in Trout Lake, Washington. My car broke down. State Patrol pulls up and says, hey, you want to ride home? Yeah, I can't get my truck to work. I live just up the road here. Washington State Patrol takes him down the road, goes to his front gate, and James goes to open the gate and says, yeah, my driveway's about a mile long. Once you, I'll open the gate and you can come on in. Washington State Patrolman says, I am not going on your property. You have a U.S. federal land patent sign right there. I'm not allowed on your property. No, I'm going to give you permission, James would say. It's okay. I give you permission. I have to give you specific permission, but you have permission to go on. Washington State Patrolman would not go on there. James walks home his mile driveway by himself. Well, when I heard that and I saw that, I go, you know what? I'm going to do that too. So for me, I had a home that was in foreclosure. And the comedy of it all, the banks that put it into foreclosure, is everyone knows them. I'll just let you know. The value of the home was probably in 2015, maybe 14. The value of the home was maybe $800,000. Okay. And the debt on the foreclosure was $33,000. So that taught me that the banks will foreclose on you roughly 5% of the debt to value ratio. Nothing, right? Most. So when you get your car repossessed, it's typically just a credit to a creditor who's buying the debt, and they're going to try and bill you for it. Not homes. They're going to take your whole home. Well, at least they'll try to in local community courts. I call them community courts because the mercantile court system is just idiotic. Well, we'll figure that out down the road. Don't worry, there'll be a show for that too. Anyway, so what I watched is I put the land patenting in process while the mortgage, the foreclosure is in process too. So I quit claim deed the house to myself because it was an heir that gave me the house after their death. So I quit claim deed the house, and then I sold the house to myself in a federal land patent modeling. All right, so that wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to see if the banks would come after me for $33,000 on a $1 million house, or whatever it was at the time. Sure enough, they processed a claim against me for the $33,000 because the debt of the dead person was not satisfied. All right, so the dead person is now dead, has no money, and now I possess the property, and now I'm assumed to take over that debt of the dead person. And as you can see, that's where my fascination with banking comes from. So the dead person's debt now goes to the next heir. Explain that one to me, please. They're dead. They took out a loan. They can't pay it. They don't have any money. And by the way, they're dead. All right. Now, Billy's rolling over right now. You're not supposed to call spirits dead. Well, that the identity of that person is dead. So why would we inherit debt again and again and again? So if you have children, why do they get your debt? Again, that will be a very strong topic for me down the road here. Not opposed to the means of exchange we use. Don't get me wrong. I like the trading and bartering system of some kind. I think it has good energetics. But when one individual controls all of the processes, that's where my passion lies. So with the land patenting, I went and watched. I processed it right through the county, knowing full well that I'm just recording to the assessor and recording to the recording office that this is a federal land patent. Re-engineered the patent to describe the latitude and longitude of the property, because originally the land patent was 160 acres and now I only lived on 1.5 acres. So all I have to do is re-describe the subset of the land patenting. And don't worry, we're going to give you the templates for this real quick here, but I want to make sure we get a good start here on why this is so valuable to me and I assume for you. So we put the house into foreclosure intentionally, didn't make any payments to the bank. The bank sues us and or tries to evict myself at a local municipality, so a county courthouse. Bank shows up. All I do is process the paperwork, saying, "You're process the paperwork because it's." Hang on, just a second. All right, forgive me. The process. Forgive me for the interruption. So the process for putting in the federal description has really nothing to do with your county. You're just putting it in as a recording so that when somebody shows up on your land, you can say, you don't have a proof of a lot of title. I do. And Mr. Sheriff, you need to leave or you're going to be arrested. So we have the paperwork to defend yourself now too. So, and we're using Narlo's model, rural land plant patenting. Once I did that and got to exercise how we defend ourselves, that's when I knew I had something, because I did it 7 times. So now I have case law for everyone in North America to say, by the way, if you are able to defend a U.S. land patent in court, if you were to look at all of them in any court, none have ever been overturned at the county level or state level. Zero. If you can prove that you have a federal land patent. Now, there are exceptions when people have broken laws at the federal level and we would have a federal claim against them. There are times when that has occurred, but not at the county level or the state level. You'll never, because you're not a federal representation of county law. So they can't talk to you, basically. Anyway, the reason I let it go along is because banks, what they do is they sell the debt. So in this case, the $33,000 from Joe Banker, big bank, by the way, he sells the debt to another bank. And they take the, and so now the claim never gets close. So they realize they cannot go against federal debt. So that's the courage I want you guys all to have. So that bank goes, all right, they got us. He has a federal land patent. Well, Jimmy Bob, the other banker, he got the debt, just like the credit agencies. He got the debt and then sold that multiple times. So now the other lawyers, they'll go, yeah, we want some of this. We want pro bono on that. We want some commission, man. And they get down the road and they try and do another avenue. And so even had a bank hire a land survey company, survey the property, and try and demark the actual latitude, longitude of the description of the land. And they did it. They were successful. And then tried to sue me, claiming that I am an heir of the description of land, but you still can't beat me because it's a federally patented land. It's federally patented land. So in order to sue me at a county level is impossible, because all you have to do is you ask for the case to be dismissed because this is a federal issue, federally patented. So they have to go because they don't represent federal land. And it is one of the reasons I have great love for James Gillian, is if I wasn't looking for my own nutrition to solve my problems, I wouldn't have learned about the synchronicity of homesteading, in which he has a similar story. He got to take on Bill Gates at his property, and that's why he has 100 acres, because we do not pay taxes. So I don't know if anybody's called in today. We've done a little bit of work advertising, but anyway, just know that the PRQ team, we have all the packages for you. We're going to do our best to go around the banking system. We have a lot of resources for you. We have a list of paralegals. So I'm going to physically mail you as you call in. I'm going to physically have you then send me another message to your mailing address to our portal here. But it's so that you're autonomous. Not a lot of people like to come on the radio, I understand. As long as you have a homestead target for yourself, based on what we said, we're going to help you. And we expect to find leaders to hand this off. So this door here of land patenting, and we want to run it. We get this thing, we're going to start the vision for you, and we're going to find a pattern. But we really want to see if someone's passionate enough to help the rest of us around the world. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of resources for you. But it's quite clear to me that all of the collaboration centers, all of the healing centers, all of the camps we want to do needs to start here, freedom on our planet. And I hope I wasn't too long-winded. I thank you so much. So it's a good first show. It's a marathon, not a race, everybody. So stick with us. And I guarantee you, I am going to make a big dent on people not paying taxes anymore, getting their own water. And by the way, grow their own and never bother, and not even hear a neighbor, maybe. Could happen. All right, let's start. Babe Kirkpatrick, what a great name. Greg Kirk, hopefully still on there because Chatty Cathy today. About homesteading has submitted a project. Babe Kirkpatrick, what you got? Okay, babe. Going once, going twice, going three times.
Yes,
babe,
hello.
Babe, how are you, babe?
Yes, fine, thank you. I was listening earbuds on the broadcast on the iPad, and it's a little bit delayed on the phone, so here I am on my line. Blessings and thank
forgive
you for
me,
this
I'm
program.
We just do our best. Not everybody's enjoying my renditions.
I understand. I submitted.
How can I help you today?
Support. Thank you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell me the situation. Can you verify our can query name so forth right now? Can you tell me if you're in foreclosure or in distress?
I am not in foreclosure. I am not in distress, though I am on title with my husband, who would not cooperate with a land patent.
Can you tell me what kind of title?
It's a mortgage for a property and a house on it. It is our primary residence and an adjacent vacant.
Is it what kind of
parcel.
Deed? What kind of deed is it?
I wouldn't know enough to describe.
Okay, here's how I'd start. First of all, find Bureau of Land Management in your area. I assume you're able to do that, and get a copy of your deed. And do you have those copies?
Yes.
Okay, so you have
the
original homestead document in your possession with the golden star stamp, correct?
Oh, that, no, sorry. I don't think I do. My husband might. He's pretty buttoned up with all that. But I don't think we have that specific document, no.
Okay. Now, what is the reason why you don't want a homestead? Is it the risk of you can still pay your mortgage, but you want to have the highest form of title, which is not at the county level. I guarantee that.
Correct. And because I am also partial Native American and I don't believe you can own land and or anything of nature, I question whether land can be patented. So I have questions about that. I have, you know, ancestral wounds about land, and I am on title with my husband. So whether I can walk this way with you all, I'm not certain I can.
I'm in full agreement. As my great-great-grandparents walked the Trail of Tears, I am in full agreement with you. But...
Oh, my God, you're Choctaw, too.
But what do you do in the meantime? You're fulfilling, you're sustaining an industry that's trying to destroy us.
I hate it.
Okay, so I'm in full agreement that we only live 5 minutes, so we're just borrowing. We're just borrowing this space.
Right.
Because we're going to leave. We need to share this space. But in the meantime, we have a tyrant that is coming after us, is the way I see it. And so if I can give you some space in your activities of going to work every day that may not be from your heart, it's a good start to give you some nice freedom to say, I don't have to go to work today, et cetera, while we condemn the rest of the system. That's and get back to normal, which is freedom. So that's the way I see it.
Yes, beautiful. But can I do it even though I'm on joint title with someone who doesn't believe that whole narrative?
Instantly. Get your original homestead, get the original allotted title from the legacy. So you're going to be the successor now. Your husband doesn't have to join you. But he will never own the land compared to you. And you know what? If he gets flipped with you, just kick him off. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
No,
it's as long as there's a successor on the patent, it doesn't really matter. Now it's your choice who you have on your land, because you have the choice of being embarrassed or not.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I can assure you I've kicked off sheriffs off my property, and they run hard. And so we have all the trespassing signs for you. We have everything you need to defend yourself now. I just need everyone to get the original land patent document from Bureau of Land Management. Start there. That's a big step, and away you're going to go. Because the packages we give you gives you all the templates to just do the processing, and then, of course, the individuals, paralegals that have lined up, you'll have a list of who you want to work with and or find your own. It's not real difficult. If you're any higher analytics than me, you can probably do it yourself. But it's nice to have a paralegal, and we'll give you a form of exchange so you can pay them and maybe a couple extra resources too. But that's how we'd like to start, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So first thing, get your Bureau of Land Management document of the original land patent. Yes, it's going to say 160 acres or 150 acres, and it's going to be more than we do. Not worry about that, because let's say you only have 5 acres, and you patent your 5 acres, but it's on a subset. It is a subset of the 150 acres. Now you're going to be able to go to your neighbor and free them from their deed of trust, quit claim deed, etc. You're going to be able to free all your neighbors. That's what we're doing here.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
I love it. Yes, absolutely. I'm so very grateful. And blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thank you, my Trail of Tears participant. My love to you.
Oh, I love you too.
All right. Good call. Okay, so you can see how this is kind of going. So I promoted that just get your document from Bureau of Land Management, even if it's only 1 acre, it's 500 square feet. I don't care what it is. You're in most cases on a legacy land patent, and you can become a successor. So I've got an attack dog here helping me. Always a lot of security around the keister here. Anyway, let's get another call. We'll probably grow the show. I just want to test out where everybody's at so I can marry the other shows with this. So lots of time will be put towards this. So let's just see how we go here and get me exercising with you and teaching me what you guys need. Mary from California on line 4, I think, has not submitted homesteading for it, but wants to homestead property. She's in and has questions about getting applications, has trouble with her bank. Ooh, I love trouble with bank. Mary, are you there?
Hi, Q. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, Q. It's my favorite game show.
Hi. Yeah, the Q-tips I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Q big wheel, you know, the Q-sters.
Yeah, great. I'm in crazy California, and I have been working, trying to get my original land patent from the Bureau of Land Management, which you, I think, in June said for California people, it was in Oregon. Oregon doesn't know. California doesn't know. But I could find my lot and block number and latitude, longitude, and all of that on the map.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Bureau of Land Management.
Let me hold you right there. I'm going to go on to another caller. What county are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in Solano County, California.
Okay. So the gang is going to write that down right now. So the people listening are going to write that down, and we'll get you a good contact for BLM the next show. Okay. And so we're going to do these shows every week.
Okay.
So even if you don't call in, we'll make an action item on that. And then, we'll have a solution
for it. Because I'm going to be going into foreclosure. Thank you.
Okay. So I have a solution for you. I really, really, what we'll do is we're going to, in the packages, you're going to see how I defended myself and other people. And then you'll be able to use that as a resource for yourself. So I am very happy you're going into foreclosure.
Well, it's a little scary. I'm not as tense about it as I was last year. But I've been battling this for a while. So thank you.
Okay, so I got you on the list here. Make sure you tune in next week, okay?
I will. Thank you, Q.
You betcha. All right, let's see how many more we can get done here. Going good. Good bandwidth of people, even though we didn't advertise. Love it. Thank you guys so much for your faith in me. Chu from Hello on line 5 has submitted a homestead project and has a question. Wants to homestead her home and has not yet done so. Okay, Chew. Anyone? Chew. If there's no chew, I'll go on to another observation. This is going to grow pretty quick because the submittals that I've gotten are very, very vast. Very vast. I recently sat down with Native elder with a tribe on the west coast of North America, and they are on federal land. Presumably, so that they can be satisfied from their, you know, abduction, but they're taxed by the county. And so I'm going to take that one on too. So you got a whole reservation or presumed federally identified land that Native Americans, which of course are probably have more entitlement than anybody, we would assume, they're getting taxed by this local county in the state they live in. And so that would be considered fraud. So you can assume that the sheriff that's coming to town is going to be me, and I'm going to put them all in jail if they don't come up with a concession plan. And that's not my favorite task to do day in, day out. But how do I get people free if I don't take on the system? So I have to come to terms with these timelines that are not necessarily mine. I want to help these people. They don't speak our language. They don't understand these definitions, et cetera, et cetera. So that one's going to be fun, and so I want to promote that one too. I'll try to get one more in here. Melinda from MO Online 1 has not submitted a homestead project, is now 1 week away from foreclosure. Melinda, give it to me. I want to hear what's up.
Hi, Q. I didn't even know it went to foreclosure. Neighbors talking, asking questions.
They're pretty good at this. They're pretty good. They're pretty good at keeping secrets, aren't they?
Yes, we're in the middle of a modification, which I understand. Okay. My understanding is that's illegal federally to be in a modification and foreclosure at the same time. And right now, I've got a week.
Okay, do you have a case number you can give me right now?
Yeah, if you could hang on. Sorry to be taking your time.
No, this is what we do. That's why we have the show. This is, I want, don't worry, we'll take care of this. No problem. Just give me a case number. It's public information anyways. So if you've said your name, if you don't want to put your case number on record here on the radio, there's not very many. Just give me the county you're in right now.
Monteau. It's a very small county.
That's Missouri, right?
Missouri. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead, and shouldn't be too many. And so the court that is processing this?
I'm sorry, you're still there?
Yeah, what court is processing this claim?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What court is processing this claim? If you're going into foreclosure, you have to have a claim in a court. Do you have a claim put into a court?
Yes.
What's the court's name?
It's Monteau County. Monteau.
Okay. And they went through the civil side, I assume?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
All right. Well, okay. I'll have some updates for you next week. Shouldn't be a problem, but get your Bureau of Land Management definition for your land patent for where you live, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll go from there. I'll have an update for you next week. Yep. You betcha.
All right, thanks.
Chew is back. Chew is back. Chew is back. Chew, chew, chew. I love you.
Yes.
Go chew.
My phone was disconnected by another phone coming to my phone. Anyway, my question to you is, I don't have any financial stress on my current property, but I want to challenge the property tax system. You know, I think, yes. Hello? Can you hear
me? Yes, I'm listening to you. Yep, I'm waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm talking. I said my purpose, the purpose is to challenge the property tax. I don't have mortgage, everything paid off, but I want to challenge the tax, a property tax, because they increase every year, and it becomes a burden for a lot of people. I want to be the guinea pig to do this. And I remember you said you have those packages to send to us to help us to learn how to do that.
Yes, the templates. Okay, so let me make sure I have you in the system here. Okay, so you have submitted your
I did.
Property that you've possessed. Okay, got it. All right, so shouldn't be a problem. You can keep paying your mortgage if you want, but once you homestead, and recite your homestead back to the county that you live in, assuming you're in North America, you will never have to pay taxes again. Didn't say they won't try and bill you. I'm saying you don't have to pay them. So the PRQ team, we are on 8 years of no property taxes on one asset. 8 years. So that sustains the case law for you too. So we're going to give you that templates. So I'll go ahead and you'll be one of the three that we submit to. I'm going to ask you for a mailing address when I reach out to you. And I'm not going to tell you how I reach out to you. But make sure you have a cell phone number or a phone number in your submittal package if you haven't. I don't have your file in front of me. Did you put a phone number on there?
I think so.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you. One of us is going to call you, and then we're going to ask you for your mailing address so that it's private. And then we're going to physically send you the package. Is that okay to do it that way?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So stay tuned. Make sure. I'm not going to go look up your submittals just right now because I'm on the radio, but make sure when you do remind us of the item you've discussed with me today, make sure there is a phone number so that I can get a mailing address from you. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Why don't we let everybody know what we're going to do next hour? We're going to do timelines on the next hour. And the show is going to be dedicated to choices you've made. Hopefully you can kind of see the pattern we're seeking here and getting you taken care of. So the more you see the Solano example or Montauk example, once you see these happen over time, you're going to see they're very similar. And so easily within this next 6 months, everyone's going to know how to do this. Or if they don't, they can just go and prescribe to BBS, get the catalog that represents maybe their issue with their home. We'll get dialed in here, and you'll be an expert just like the rest of us real quick. And they'll be very similar, but each county in North America has a little different color to them, a little different personality. And some are more loving than others. And so it's fun for me too to see which counties are in collusion with the banks and which ones aren't, who really wants to help humanity and who doesn't. The next show, the next hour, we are going to do PRQ at, I believe it's on 5 p.m. Central Time. But the next show right after this one is called Timelines. And I'm going to show you how timelines work. I'll show you how your choices dictate timelines that may or may not be yours. And I'll show you how the aliens work with timelines when you're not aware, although you think you know what you're thinking. So I'll show you a couple examples and what it's like to use timelines in a proactive way, in a positive way, and what they look like in a reactive way. And I don't know that I'll take calls this day today on this next hour, but I will expect to have people that are going through a lot of problems, drama in their life. I want to see those examples so that I can be of help and a resource. And I feel I'm the one to be of service for explaining timelines, and they're far more important than we're aware of because of the technology we've adopted. So BBS Radio, thank you so much for helping me. Good first start here for the land patents. Please stay tuned. Next hour is timelines, and we're going to do this every week as long as I'm still breathing, live and kicking. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space.